Queen Glacelda spotted the dragon first. It was a swift-moving patch of darker darkness against the night sky, obliterating stars and birthing them again. She pointed at it, shouting, "Singleton from the west! St. Octo, save us!" In imitation of the knights of old, she spoiled the impression slightly by bouncing on her toes and laughing. The winter wind carried the cheerful sound away. Far below us, the city curled under a quilt of new snow, silent and thoughtful as a sleeping child. Trained spotters had once scanned the skies for dragon battalions from this self-same place, atop Castle Orison's Ard Tower. Tonight, it was only the Queen and me, and the approaching Singleton was a friend, thank All Saints. The dragon Esker, erstwhile Undersecretary at our dragon embassy. She'd helped my Uncle Orma evade the censors almost 3 months ago, just as the dragon civil war was breaking out. Ardmega Commonaut, the deposed leader of dragonkind, had expected Esker to find Orma a safe haven and then return to us in Gored, where Commonaut had established his headquarters in exile. The Ardmega had intended to make her one of his advisers, or even a general, but months had brought no Esker and no explanation. She had contacted Commonaut via Quiggetal device earlier this evening. Over dinner, Commonaut had informed Queen Glacelda that Esker would fly in after midnight. Then he had taken himself off to bed, leaving the Queen to wait up, or not, as she saw fit. It was a very Commonaut way of dealing with things. The Queen wearied of him. He'd said nothing about why Esker had suddenly decided to come back, or where she'd been. It was possible he didn't know. Glacelda and I had been speculating about it to distract ourselves from the cold. Esker has decided the Dragon Civil War is dragging on too long and means to end it single-handedly, was Glacelda's final assessment. Did she ever glare at you, Seraphina? She could stop the very planets in their spheres. I hadn't experienced the glare, but I'd seen the way she looked at my uncle 3 months ago. Esker had surely been with him this whole time. Glacelda and I each held a torch, intending Esker to understand that she should land on the tower top. This was Prince Lucian Kiggs's idea, something about updrafts and a fear that she'd take out a window trying to land in a courtyard. He had left unspoken the fact that she was less likely to alarm anyone way up here. Gored had begun to see full-sized dragons in the sky as Commonaut's allies came and went, but it would be an exaggeration to say people were used to it. Now that Esker was approaching, she looked too large to land on the tower top. Maybe she thought so too. Flapping dark, leathery wings with a rush of hot wind, she veered south toward the far edge of town. Three city blocks still smouldered there, sending the new snow up as steam.
"What's she doing? Checking out her countryman's handiwork? Some insomniac is going to see her," said Glacelda, pushing back the hood of her fur-lined cloak, her earlier merriment already dimming to fretfulness. Alas, this was her usual expression these days. Her golden curls gleamed incongruously in the torchlight. Esker soared into the spangled sky and then plummeted back out of the darkness, diving toward the heart of the city like a falcon after a wren. Glacelda gasped in alarm. At the last second, Esker pulled up short, a black shadow against the new snow, and skimmed along the frozen Meuse River, cracking the ice with her serpentine tail.
"And now she reveals how she might breach our defences, flying so high our missiles and flaming pyria can't reach her. That's not how those houses were raised, Esker," called the young queen into the wind, as if the dragon could hear her from such a distance. "He was already inside the walls."
He had been the third dragon assassin Prince Lucian had flushed out, sent after Commonaut by the old Ard. The Sarantras had transformed into a full-sized dragon to make his escape. Commonaut had transformed in turn and killed his assailant before he could flee. But 5 people had died, and 56 lost their homes in the resulting inferno. all that destruction caused by just two dragons. None of us dare to guess how awful the damage would be if Commonaut's loyalists failed to hold off the old Ard and war came to Gored in earnest.